All right, your weather forecast, going to be cloudy, quite windy today, high near 50, winds gusting possibly over 50 miles per hour at times. A wind advisory is in effect until this evening for all of southeast Wisconsin. A Madison Elementary School placed on a precautionary lockdown from about 8:30 till a quarter after 9 this morning. Shots fired in the area, citizens reporting a man in a dark hooded sweatshirt running through that neighborhood with a gun. Police indicate at least one bullet did strike a home, nobody hurt though. As for the school itself, no direct threats to students or staff members had been reported. A 65-year-old man who resides at a downtown Kenosha group home, expected to be in court this afternoon, referenced the stabbing death of another resident Tuesday night. Police indicate the victim, who remains unnamed at this point, was stabbed multiple times in the torso as he tried to intervene during a physical argument between the alleged offender and a 47-year-old woman, this occurring at St. James Manor on 59th Street. The woman was also hurt, slightly hurt, but later released from the hospital. The Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole recommends a 2016 budget, which includes sidewalk maintenance shifting over to the capital improvement budget, a move toward garbage collection carts, pay raises for certain employees, and continued efforts to pay down debt. The sidewalk issue got the most discussion at last night's meeting. Alderman Q.I. Shakur pointing out that which sidewalks get the attention, well, that is something for committee discussion going forward.
What's got to take place after this, we have an opportunity to address this again. There's going to have to be a policy and procedure put in place. So even if we put this in the budget, not only can we stop it, but also the administration can if it's not right. I also see this as something like the streets. You address those first.
Alderman Mike Shields, the only no vote to recommending the 2016 general fund budget to the full council. Shields, Smetana, Widener, Dion, Perez voting against the overall CIP budget plan. The Village of Elmwood Park Board is meeting tonight at 6:30. Among the agenda items, purchase of cloud storage for village records, 2016 contracts with the Wisconsin Humane Society and Racine Health Department, and 2016 budget final approval and a public hearing. City of Racine looking to amend current zoning rules that would allow breweries, brew pubs, and such facilities that have restaurants. It would help to clear the way for the Benjamin Beer Company's move into the city from Western Kenosha County's origins. City Plan Commission hearing from Interim City Development Director Matt Sadowski and removal of the prohibited use on these businesses.
The actual ordinance that we'll be bringing forward, it will also be limiting the breweries to 1,000 barrels a year.
Jim Kennedy of the Benjamin Beer Company, which began 2 years ago in Paddock Lake, said this appears to meet what they're looking for. It includes some tasting room, a restaurant, even some retail space.
1,000 barrels allows for us, say, for example, if we could accommodate that, if we do 2,000 or 3,000 square feet over in 6th Street, which are both locations that we're looking at, we would probably be 400 barrels a year.
The recommendation goes to the Common Council. It will schedule a public hearing on that proposal at a later date. The attorney for a Racine County man accused in a fatal drunk driving crash earlier this week is seeking a jail furlough for his client to attend the victim's funeral, his half-brother. 23-year-old David Parr's bond set at $75,000 cash by Judge John Jude, who is not scheduled to be back in court until Friday afternoon, about the same time as the funeral for 22-year-old Dylan Pickard of Racine. Attorney Patrick Cafferty hoping for a reduction in the bond status, though, so his client can leave the jail in time for the services. Parr driving a car that police say turned in front of an SUV at Green Bay Road and 16th Street, the second vehicle striking the passenger side of the car where Pickard was sitting. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Parr otherwise is going to be back in court next month. Governor Scott Walker signed a bill that would exempt people from civil liability should they break into a vehicle to save people or a pet locked inside. It's the Good Samaritan Bill, sponsored by Representatives Todd Onstead of Kenosha and Samantha Kirkman of Salem, as well as Senators Bob Wirch of Summers and Van Wongard of Racine. This would require a call first to 911 or some other emergency responder before breaking windows. The bill originally suggested by Kenosha Alderman Rocco Lamacchia. A Veterans Day event at Gateway Technical College in Kenosha honored a number of student veterans for their accomplishments, also highlighting the school's efforts to increase support for those who have served their country and have decided to go back to school. Among those who attended, 23-year-old Carl Meldy of the town of Sharon in Walworth County. He says his readjustment issues were short-lived after deciding to enroll in Gateway.
You know, you just sort of got to hit the ground running and you sort of just, you got to move with it and you got to find where you got to be right away. And it sort of takes on like the military does. You just find your setting and you go.
Millie is going for an IT degree in networking and security, was one of those vets honored for community service work and maintaining a high grade point average. He was 4 years in the Marines, mostly in Japan. Racine-based SC Johnson Chief Executive Officer Fisk Johnson was on the Ellen DeGeneres Show Wednesday. He presented every member of the audience with a $500 Visa gift card as part of the company's partnership with that show. A posting on the show's website says, SC Johnson gave my audience $500 to go home for the holidays. Let SC Johnson's family bring yours together too, making life better for the next generation in ways only a family company can, because that's what families do, unquote. The show's website also listing an entry form for a chance to win a $500 card, but with a deadline of tomorrow. Governor Scott Walker signing nearly 50 bills on Wednesday, including four that were sponsored by Senator Van Wongard, who represents both parts of Racine and Kenosha counties. One of those bills would let active-duty military personnel stationed in Wisconsin longer than a year obtain a state concealed carry permit. Another expands civil liability immunity for equine events, adding equine-assisted learning and therapy. A third bill prohibits local governments from imposing occupational fees or licensing requirements on any new professions. Existing fees and requirements would remain in effect. And the fourth bill, it lets the state Supreme Court publish rules changes on their internet site versus having to publish the entire scenario in the newspaper three times. That is estimated to save the judicial branch over $20,000 a year. College students around the country are on the march today to protest student loan debt. Demonstrations taking place at several universities just 2 days after fast food workers hit the streets, including Milwaukee, in demand of $15 an hour minimum wage. Cost of higher education has been a hot topic on the presidential campaign trail. Oh, and the case of the mystery casket has been solved. The Adams County Sheriff's Department says the owner came forward after all the publicity. Turns out that coffin was used in a haunted hayride for Halloween, but it fell out of a boat that was being pulled by a truck. The Mount Pleasant Village and Kenosha County boards tonight each have budget votes scheduled. Mount Pleasant's special meeting is at 6:30 p.m. A final vote on the 2016 budget is the only agenda item. That spending plan includes three additional police officers and fire department breathing apparatus, helped by grants from SC Johnson. And the Kenosha County Board meets at 7:30 tonight, adopting the 2016 budget, part of the regular agenda. Also listed, two bonding resolutions totaling $16.1 million toward capital projects and remodeling the public safety building. Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark paid a $35 ticket and donated $200 to an unspecified group helping people with disabilities after being cited for parking in a handicapped spot outside the War Memorial. He asked a captain to move his car, came out of the Veterans Day event, found out his order had not been followed. Now he's launched an internal investigation on why. And with the healthcare open enrollment season underway, Michael Toscano reports workers are paying a larger share of their costs.
Healthcare costs for companies are increasing at their slowest rate in 20 years, but workers are taking on a bigger chunk of the costs. A report just out from the consulting firm Aon says the average healthcare rate increase for mid-sized and large companies was just over 3% this year. The amount workers contribute, however, is up over 134% in the last 10 years. Employees pitch in an average of nearly $2,500 in premiums and another $2,200 in out-of-pocket costs each year for their insurance. I'm Michael Toscano.
18-year-old Milwaukee resident Olivia Denny was in Racine County Circuit Court to face charges that include recklessly endangering safety, stemming from an August 7th incident in which she's accused of leading a sheriff's deputy on a high-speed chase along the interstate. The criminal complaint says the offending vehicle got to 110 miles per hour at one point, and the driver was changing lane several times and using the emergency lane. Formal pursuit was terminated. The car, though, continued south through Kenosha County into Lake County, Illinois. That's where it was observed on a tollway video camera. Denny then popped up in a Waukesha County case, which led a Racine County investigator to tie her to the chase. Her next court date is a week from today. Dean Health Plan members in Wisconsin being informed by the insurer their personal information, names, health plan ID numbers, procedural codes, may have been lost. As many as 960 people are affected. Another train derailment in Watertown Wednesday, within 500 feet of last Sunday's more serious incident. This one involving five cars. They came off the track as they were being moved at slow speed. All of them stayed upright, no leakage, unlike the crude oil that spilled Sunday, prompting evacuation of 35 homes. Meanwhile, the derailment of that train on Sunday was caused by a broken rail that could not be seen by the naked eye. That is according to the Canadian Pacific Railroad. Democratic Representative Jill Billings of La Crosse, meanwhile, is looking for co-sponsors to a bill that would pay for more rail inspectors and fund training for first responders. Bipartisan companion bill is being circulated now in the Senate. and no change in the latest unemployment report from the U.S. Labor Department. 276,000 initial claims for jobless benefits filed last week. Our AccuWeather forecast, it's going to be cloudy, very windy this afternoon, high near 50. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.